Hi, everyone. So Black Bay as an organisation, as Fatish kindly introduced us, has been around since about 1996, developing solutions, you know, on Palm through to Windows Mobile and now into our new world of Android and iOS. As an organisation, we specialise in logistics solutions, mobility in particular. So for anyone that's shopping online and you receive that parcel at your home, there's a really good chance that our software sat behind that. As an organisation, we are based out of Christchurch in terms of all of our development and R&D, whilst we have offices around the world. One of the key things we do is work with logistics companies that obviously need to move goods from one position to another. And it's a really interesting space for us because not only are we going through the transition of moving from a Windows Mobile world, but they're also going from a transition where you're no longer delivering on a day, you're actually delivering down to the minute. So our customers include, you know, many customers like DHL, Australia Post, and a lot of really exciting disruptors. For us, taking on something like Xamarin was about three key things: speed, flexibility, and consistency. Back in the days when we were developing on Windows Mobile, if somebody had an idea or they had a process that we needed to undertake, it could take weeks, if not months, really, to get that new technology out in the field. Now we have the ability to almost take hours and have that back in the field within a day and testing out new innovations. And as all of us know in this industry, it's really easy to come up with technology and ideas. The difficult bit is actually making it work for people in the field and making sure that it matches people's business processes. So I'm going to go through a couple of examples of people that are using our technology successfully in the field. MeMeep is an organisation in Australia that specialises in the concept of crowd logistics. So as everyone knows, Uber, anything that's happening on demand is now happening in the delivery world. We are all now at the point where we can't wait a day, we can only wait minutes to get that perfect dress or that perfect item. We've become, I guess, pretty selfish and convenient people, and organisations are starting to obviously ramp up their ability to deliver. Now, someone like MeMeep is really critical because on any given day, you can have one of us be a driver, we could have any device, and we could have little to no knowledge of how to use applications. So what we do with MeMeep is we have this ability to say that tomorrow, a guy in Melbourne is going to be using our application. He is in his late 60s, he's never used technology. So we can simply push down tech that lets him learn how to use an application to do deliveries, and we can let him pick up any device. Now, in the logistics industry, devices are a problem. I don't know if you guys have seen logistics drivers, but we don't take a lot of care of our devices. So there's a really good chance that we are going to break a device on any given day, throwing it, running over it, anything. So it's important that we can actually get these guys up and running instantly. MeMeep is also an excellent example of someone who takes on innovation. So a few of you in this audience are probably familiar with a lot of the new geo technology that's coming out there. One of these is, for example, a company called What3Words that look at addressing the planet down by 3 by 3 meter squares. If this organisation wants to trial that technology for a certain retailer, we can have that out in the field, developed within days, and pull it back just as quick if it's not working. Xamarin has also really allowed us to track into our Asia Pacific markets. We have this really quick ability to take old technology and put it onto the new platforms. And for anyone in this room that has Windows Mobile technology in their business or you've been trying to move with it, you'll know that there is a lot of complexity behind these systems. You know, a lot of development has gone into place, and it's critical that we can pace, that we can actually introduce these technologies in any language, any formats, any layouts, anything that the drivers require. One of the other really exciting innovations that it's allowed Black Bay to do is to really respond to this whole concept of a batch size one. So we are all individuals, however, it's not practical for us to deliver single solutions at all times. Through using a tool like Xamarin and much of the Microsoft stack, we have an ability to actually personalize every process. So the minute that that barcode gets scanned, we know who you are, what product you've ordered, what brand that product represents. And we can tailor responses. You know, we can work with retailers to understand what you had in your shopping basket and actually make sure those items are on the back of the truck when that delivery driver gets to your doorstep and offer you guys upsells or offer you the opportunity to actually have a personalized experience. We know potentially what you purchase those goods for, and we can have that all displaying on the application to ensure that you feel personal, you feel like you've had that process, and also our drivers are empowered. So we don't expect our drivers to understand all of this, but we do expect our applications to be intelligent enough to enable them to actually see that information when it's relevant for them. We also work with some of the biggest customers in the world. You know, for example, Amazon is a customer that keeps you on your toes. They want something and they wanted it yesterday, and you really do only have a day or two to get that out into the field, implemented, used, and then, as I've said before, very quickly get that back out of the field because they're not going to use it. So we look at everything we can do to personalize the experience. We brand our applications using the Xamarin toolkits to make sure that it's all responsive to what people need. But critically, from a development perspective, we're really only maintaining that one line of code. We're maintaining one process flows. It's really assisting us so that we don't have to customize. And anyone that's been in the Windows Mobile world and attempted a standard product process where you thought maybe we can product, that hasn't happened. You know, that's a really difficult thing to do. And now with new technology, you can actually start to do that. You can build out your libraries, you can call upon it and instantly deliver what is deemed a personalized experience. So for us, good start. So for us, everything is about making sure that we can be fast, convenient, flexible, and consistent. And the consistency thing, the ability to have exactly the same experience no matter what device, no matter what OS you're picking up, is one of the critical pieces. And I think, as we all know, we often from different types of phone types. And the key thing is that I don't want to have to relearn processes. I don't want my drivers to have to learn that they need to be doing. Sorry, we're having a few difficulties. You know, these guys are people who are traditionally shy of technology. They do have fat fingers. They do have bad eyesight. A lot of them have health problems. There's many things a driver has going on with it. And what we want them to do is to actually struggle with how to use technology. And every day, we're learning how to improve that process. We're learning how can we actually increase levels for them? How can we make sure that they have an ability to pick up technology, that your parcels are delivered every time? So that's it from us. But I think from our perspective, the faster, quicker we use new technology, the better off our organizations are and also our customers. Thank you.